Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rav Minor Yerasi Sheyichyu. And the schus Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Yehudis Basia. And Chani Gittel Bas Aviza Naomi. Soch Shachole Yisrael. Shein Luchana Bas Malka. Rachavat Zlacha Bochol Masa Yadea. Moshiro Ben Peshadina. Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. Yosef Ezer ben Ezra, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Ezra, the Bracha Vatzlacha, Uchol Maaseh Yedehem. And this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hakohen Gadol with Rabbi Yitzhak Manzat Tzal, Parashas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, says in Pasuk Chavov, I'm talking about the Jews who are not following the Torah. It's a very scary psukim. Amarti af ehem. Ashpisa me enos zichram. I said that I will make an end of them. I will eradicate their remembrance from mankind. Lule kas oyev agur. If not for the fact that the enemy's wrath was heaped up, Penyanakut Sarema, lest their adversaries distort. Penyoimri Adenu Vama, Lo Hashem Paul calls us, lest they claim our hand was triumphant, and Hashem didn't do any of this. Ad kan midivrei hapsukim. So we have to understand when it says amarti afehem, I said that I will destroy them, make an end of them. So apparently in Pashtus it means through an enemy in war, because that's what it says, lulei kas oyev agur, that the goyim are going to say that it was them. In other words, they're going to say that our hand was triumphant, it wasn't Hashem. So, if that's true, what do we need the pasuk to say? Lule kas oyev agur. Rashi says, "Im lo shekas oyev kanus alem lahashchis, im yuchal lehem v'yashchis im yitla agdula bo ve'loav lo yisla bi agdula bi." So, if pshat in the pasuk "Amarti afhem" is through an enemy, through war, that's how I'm going to destroy them. Then, why does the pasuk have to say "Lule kas oyev agur," which Rashi explains to mean that if were it not that the enemy's wrath was heaped up against them to destroy them, and if that's what it means, kanus alayim l'hashchis v'imyucha lahem, and the enemy would succeed in overtaking them and destroying them, yidla gdula bo v'lov loitza gdula bi, they're going to attribute the greatness to himself and to his deity and not attribute the greatness to Hashem. So this is the meaning of lest their adversaries distort pen yinaku tzarema yinaku adava litlos gurasi. They're going to misconstrue the matter by attributing their might to a Nachri, to an alien, to whom the gratitude doesn't belong. Ad kan Rashi, Varegamim lo shekas oyev agur aleim. Even if not for the anger of the enemy, the wrath of the enemy, and then they're going to attribute the greatness to themselves, to their deity. The enemy destroys them, they're going to be told of Igdula Belokov. And if so, Mitzad Etzem Pulas Hashmada, Yesh Bezes Inin Shel Pen Yomru Yadenu Rama. So they're going to, that's what it says, Vaiter in the Pasuk. Lule Kaz Oyev Agur Pen Yanakru Tsurama Pen Yomru Yadenu Rama. Lo Hashem Paul calls us, lest they claim our hand was triumphant and it wasn't Hashem doing it. So what do we need the Lulei Kas Oyev Agor Penyan Akut Sarema? Or not that the enemy's wrath was heaped up, lest their adversaries distort. Just say that Amarti Afehem, I said I would make an end of them, but I'm not going to, because Pen Yomru, lest the enemies say, Yadeinu Rama, that it was our hand. And it wasn't Hashem who did this. It was us. So the Pasuk would have read fine without the Lulei Kas Oyev Agor Penyan Akrot Sarema, were not that the enemy's wrath was heaped up, lest their adversaries distort. Could have been wooden enough to say that, you know, I'm not going to destroy them. Pen Yomer Yadeinu Rama, V'lo Hashem Po'al Kozos. They might say that their hand was greater and it wasn't Hashem. So even without the anger of the enemy, the wrath of the enemy, since we understand that it's coming from the enemy, because it says Pen Yomer Yadeinu Rama, V'lo Hashem Po'al Kozos, so we understand that it's coming through an enemy, so that's enough. Amarti Afhem, I said I would destroy them. But why am I not going to? Pen Yomru Yadeinu Rama, V'lo Hashem Po'al Kozos, but I'm not going to do it. The Pasuk should have said, lest they say Yadeinu Rama, V'lo Hashem Po'al Kozos. But the whole half of the Pasuk of Lulei, Kaz, Oyev, the anger of the enemy was all heaped up, lest their adversaries distort. That we don't need. All we need is Lule Sheyomru, Pen Yomru, whatever, however you phrase the Pasuk, but that whole first part of the Pasuk is superfluous. We're afraid they're going to say Yadeinu Rama V'lo Hashem Po'al Kozos. So you don't need the Kas Oyev Agor Pen Yonakut Sarema. So what is this whole heaping up of the anger? You also have to understand, Rashi explains Afayim means Akira Hefker. Rashi says, what's Afayim? Amarti Libi Efo Esam. I said, I'll make an end of them. V'yesh L'farish Afayim Ashisam Peya L'ashlicha Me'alai Hefker. I'm going to make them like Peya, I'm going to be Mafkir then. Since it means mafkehefker, maze ingel nitzachon ha'oyev. It's nothing to do with the enemies beating them, it's Hashem doing it. And even if you say that it means they're going to be hefker and therefore anybody's allowed to come and take them and destroy them, therefore the enemy is going to destroy them. Nevertheless, when it says Ashbisa me'enu zichram, that's not mechayiv that it's going to be through an enemy. So first it starts off Hashem's going to destroy them. Ani Ashbisa me'enu zichram. I'm going to make their memory, eradicate their remembrance from mankind. And then it goes, then it changes the tune. And then it says, you know why? I'm not going to, because Kas Oyev Agor. It's Hashem doing it. It's Hashem destroying them. It's Hashem being mafkir them. It has nothing to do with the enemy. It's Hashem. So first the Pasuk starts, Amarti Afhem, I said, I'm going to destroy them. But you know why I'm not going to? Because of the enemy. But if I'm destroying them, it has nothing to do with the enemy. It doesn't have to be dafka through an enemy. I can destroy them, Hashem doesn't need the help of the enemy. He can destroy them without the enemy. What's the union here of Ashbiso me'enu zichram? What's their memory? I'll eradicate their memory. The ikar is that they'll be mushbat, they'll be eradicated. What's the idea of eradicating their memory? Unculus, Abatel mi b'nei anasha doch renei hon. I'm going to be a vatel from people their memory. What's the reason for such a punishment? What is the uprooting of their memory from people? How is this onish going to be miskayim? Targum Yonison says, Evtol mi sefer yichus enosh doch renei hon. I'm going to be a vatel from the sefer of Yuchsin, sefer of genealogy, their memory. What's the Sefer Yichus? So we have a very difficult two psukim over here. Lamir Zayin, Avani Lei B'Zvat Hashem. The Maharal in the Sefer HaNetzach, numerous places, says that Am Yisrael has no makom b'teva. And if not for the Hashgacha of Hashem on Am Yisrael, we would be finished. So it appears that that's what it means when it says, Afeyam milashon hefker. Siluk ha-hashgacha mehem. The hefker is that God's going to take away his special Hashgacha from us. We had the Hashgacha not of the OU, we had the Hashgacha of the Rabban Shalom. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment here is that he's going to take away this Hashgacha. So that's what it means when it says Afeihem, Eloshen Hefker, Silak Peya. And be mafkir at silik hashgacha meyem. And therefore, memela, there's going to be bitul mitzat teva olam, lav dafka through enemies. And that's what it means when it says ashbisa meyano zichron. In other words, to chornehom their memory from the sefer yichus to enosh. Because kol ha-makom, the mashi shayichim hem lezikaron shidavar tivri enu ala mishum shiyeshna. Why are they shayach the zikaron? Because that's the nature. They're going to be remembered. Because they exist, they're going to be remembered. Now they're going to be mufka from the metzias of the world. Therefore, they're not going to be included in the zichron of the world. And not in the sefer yichus danasha. They're not going to be included in the sefer yichsin of man, because they're going to be forgotten. They're going to be forgotten because they have no more place in the teva of the world. God's mafkir them, and that's it. They don't have a special hashgacha anymore. We're finished, Chas v'Shalom. So according to this, it would appear that it says, Lulei Kas Oyev Agor, means that because the hashgacha is going to be misbattled, because there's going to be no special preservation of the Jewish people, the enemy, whose anger is heaped up against them already, will take advantage of this opportunity and will wage war against them and nullify them, eliminate them, because nobody's going to stop the enemy. And the male of the enemy is going to say, Yadeinu Rama Pala Hashem Pala calls us. Wasn't Hashem doing it? Because Hashbisa Me'eru Zichron is not Bepula Shel Hashbasa She'enu Lini Oyev Elarak Bebidil Hashgacha. What is Hashbisa Me'eru Zichron? Nothing to do with the Oyev. It's just God's going to remove his Hashgacha. The male, they're not shaykh to the Tev of the world, and then the enemy can just come and completely erase them. So why is God going to save them? God's going to save them because of Kas Oyev. So when there's an opportunity, the enemy is going to come. Because the enemy has this anger that's piled up. And it's going to overpower the Jewish people. And therefore Hashem wasn't mafkir them. The original mahalach was that Hashem was just going to be mafkir us. And then eventually we just disappear. Because that's what happens, because our teva, in nature, the Jewish people don't exist unless we have special hashgacha. So we would just disappear, b'derech ha-teva. Pasuk says, no, Hashem can't do that because Kas Oyev Agur. You're right, Hashem is just being mafkir them. And now they're going to just disappear. That's Hashem's way of doing away with the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom. But Lule Kas Oyev Agur. But he can't do it because instead of just dissipating, dying out, disappearing, the enemy's going to come and start up with us. The enemy has all this heaped up anger. So it's not enough just to say Pen Yomri Adenu Ram Balashim Palkosas. Because when it says Amarti Afem Ashbisim Yanu Zichram, it wasn't with the enemy. Originally we thought if it's with the enemy, so that's enough. We know the enemies can overtake us, and then we don't want them to say Yadenu Ram Balashim Palkosas. But Amarti Afem Ashbisim Yanu Zichram is not talking about any enemy. It's Hashem just being mafkiras. The only thing is the enemy, instead of us just disappearing and dissipating and being mitnadef, just going away, the enemy is going to come and attack us. And then they're going to say, it was us. Oh, so Hashem says, that can't be. Then I have to save you. In the Sifri, he explains that where it says, Afeim, Amarti ba'api ayehim. I said in my anger, where are they? And not that it says, Ashbis me'an azichram, it says in the Sifri, Lule Hashem shayelanu yomar Yisrael. That's what we've been talking about. Amarti ayehim. They don't exist anymore. I'm not going to be mashgiach on them. And through this, Ashbis me'an azichram. Because if not, Lule Hashem shayelanu yomar Yisrael, if God wouldn't be mashgiach on us, we'd be finished. Memeilah, Ashbis me'an azichram. We're going to be completely forgotten because we're not part of the Mitzvahs of the world anymore. That's Hashem's pula, and the goyim's pula is to destroy us, and that can't. And we don't want that because then they're going to say that it was us. With this, we can explain Psukim Chavches to Lamed, a lot of kashas. There's in the pasuk, right there, the next pasuk. Ki goy v'edetz es heim aveim b'em tfuna, their nation devoid of counsel, they have no understanding. Lu chochmi yaskilus us, levinu lach ritzam. They're wise, they would understand this, they would reflect upon their faith. How could one person pursue 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their Iraq has sold them out and Hashem has given them over? What is Oyved Eitzus? They don't have counsel. And what does it mean? Ein bem tvuna, they have no wisdom. What is Luchachmo? Had they had wisdom, that with this Yaskilus us. And what does it mean? Yavinu lacharisam. What are they going to understand at the end? And now, what does it mean? Yirdof echad elef, shnayim yanisu revava. How's it going to be? One's going to chase 1,000, two 10,000. Want to understand that deeper? What is kitzuram mecharam? Hashem is giram. What's the difference? The rock sold them. Hashem gave them away. What's the difference? Based on what we explain, we can say as follows: that through the afehem. In other words, Hashem's mevatel is hashgacha. So their koach is going to be mevutel legamre. Kevin's called kocha me Hashem uba. All their koach comes from Hashem. Begam she'az yeshna is gavruz al Yisrael, she'sari ma'ilu, she'sari akum. So they're not going to have any koach. Their koach comes from God. He's taking away his hashgacha. They're done. And then the sari ma'ilu, the akum, the ministers, and shemayim of the goyim, are going to be misgaber. And that's going to be after the nullification of what it says in Psukim Ches Tes, Banchel Elyon Goyim, Bafrido, Ben Yadim, Yasek, Bulos Amnes, Bavin Yisrael, Kichelik Hashem Amo, Yaakov, Chevel, Nachalasso. The Rechaim there says that the other Umos are Tachas, Esarim, Am, Yuchadim, Lecholom, Av, Uma. And the Jewish people are Chelik Hashem Amo, Yaakov, Chevel, Nachalasso, that we are specially under Hashem. So, now that this Hanhag is Betela, this hanhag is now nullified, this course of action, of behavior, of guidance, governance. Memeila amarti avhem. Now the sari maila of Akum are going to be misgaber, and there's going to be nobody to stand up to them. According to this, it would appear that's what it says, Echa yirdof ela echad elef. One's going to run after 1,000. She yirdofum ha'akum below she yichulam with kinegdom. There's going to be one guy, and it's going to be about over 1,000, because the Jews are going to have no more power. So even one can overtake 1,000. That's what it means. Yirdof echad elef. One's going to run after 1,000. And then weiter it says ushnaim yenisu revava, and two put 10,000 to flight. One person is going to pursue 1,000, which means that one person is going to run after them because the Jews are so weak, because they don't have the Hashgacha of Hashem. So one's going to be able to run after 1,000. Shnaim yenisu revava, and two are going to take 10,000 and make flight. So this is not the Akum running after the Jews, the Goyim running after the Jews. Elohu al mashi yek shevo Yisrael alehem shenisum evehem ba'ofen shel shnaim revava. Vanim shebatel kocham legamre et shen koch levava neged shnaim. Means when I got to vid klal. This is talking about when the Jewish people attack the Goyim. Two of them are going to beat 10,000 of us. A koach is batal legamri. This is not even going to have a koach of 10,000 over two. So when the Goyim run after us, one is going to make 1,000. And then, right there, and we go after them, 10,000 aren't going to be able to stand up to two, which is obviously completely against nature. That's what happens. We lost our nature over here because Hashem removed his special hashgacha, special providence. Maybe he moved it to Rhode Island. So now their koach is going to be batal legamri. This is not a natural way. It's because, if you know why it is, because tsuram mecharam. Tsuram is, it's their rock that we have a special hashgacha from Hashem. He's the rock of Israel. Tsuram mecharam. But their rock has sold them to the Sarei Akum, to the ministers of the Gentiles, the spiritual and also physically. And therefore, Yirdof Echad Elef, one of them is going to run after 1,000 of us. And then when it comes to Shnaim Yenisu Revava, Hashem is Giram. That's because Hashem is Giram. Hashem is the master of the world, creates everything. And the Kochos are based on what Hashem gave out to everyone, the Fiyakol Shenitan Lo, whatever he was given by Hashem. Memele Shnaim Yenisu Revava, because they have no koach. Hashem removes his Hashgacha. Because Adon Olam Nasan Yisra Koach Rak Machmas Hashgachasu Yisbarach Aleim. Chol Shabatla Hashgachasu Memele Batal Kocha. Vayinu Vashem Hizgiram Shainu Shesagar Ba'adam Ubatal Kocha. And therefore two can run after 10,000, two can make 10,000 fly away. He gave them the koach. So we have a special hashgacha from Hashem. He's our rock, but he sold us. So one's going to run after 1,000. And then it says Ushnaim and Isa Revava, that even if we go on them, they're going to two of them are going to make 10,000 of us run away. Because Hashem his giram, Hashem closed up their koach. He locked up their kochos, and therefore Shnaim Yenisu Revava. And now it says, Ki goy le'oved etzos ve'em bem tevuna. Etzos comes from the outside. Tevuna is understanding something deeply. Like bina, avanas davar mitoch davar. This is the Indian that the Jewish people don't have a place in Teva. And when the Hashgachas mispatelas, there's no koach at all, we can see this by looking outside of them. And from understanding the Metzius of the Bria. And they should have understood from the Inyan of Shnaim and Isu Revava. And it's Begeder Eitzah, it's coming from the outside. So two are going to be made. Okay, make 10,000 take flight. And that's going to come from They should have understood that there's an Eitzah here. It comes from the outside. That what? Vashem Hizgiram. Because Hashem closed them off. So that's Mitzad, the 2 and the 10,000. And that's talking about the physical world. And the Tvuna is Bahavanas Davar Mitoch Davar. That by Bittul Hashgacha, Mimela Gabru Alem Sari Akum. Because there's no Hashgacha, the Sarim of the Koyim are Misgaber. And therefore, Echad Yerdof Aleph. One is going to run after 1,000. That's Kitsura Mechara. They were given over to others. Like a Mecher. The other person becomes a Balabais. So, Shnai Minisu Ravava is an Eitzah. You can just see Hashem is Giram. Hashem gave them over. Hashem removed this Hashkacha. Therefore, 2 run after 10,000. 2 make 10,000 run away. And then we have Yerdof Echad Elef. One of their people is pursuing 1,000 of us. Because of the Sar. The Sar Akum was Misgaber. And since the Sar of the Goyim is Misgaber, it overpowers us, so we should understand, maybe Davar Mitoch Davar. Echad is being Rodef Elef. That's because Tzura Mecharam, God sold us. And since God sold us, so then they're in power now. That's the Mahalach of the Pasuk. It says, Echa Yerdof Echad Elef. How can one person pursue 1,000? It's because Kitzura Mecharam. Because the Rak sold them. He removed his Hashkacha. And how can Shnai Menisu Revava 2 put 10,000 to flight? Because Hashem his Giram. Hashem gave them over. Echa Yodaf Echad Elef is because Hashem gave us over to their Sarah. Shnai Minisu Ravava, also Hashem took away his. So God sold us to their Sarah. And Shnai Minisu Ravava, because Hashem gave them over. He removed his Ashgacha and he closed off their Kochos. Kochos of the Jewish people. And therefore, Kigoya Veretz's same, it says in the Tupsukim ago. Kigoya Veretz's, they don't understand the Eitzim Yibachutz, to understand the Shnai Minisi Ravava. And they don't have the Tevunin to understand Mevin Davar Mitoch Davar, that their Sara Akum is Miskabra and our Sara, and therefore Yudov Echad Elef. And that it says, "Luchachmo yaskilu zos yavinu lacharisa." And chachma is yas hadavra atzma b'chachma. You see the thing itself with wisdom. And yaskilu is lashon ria v'staklus. See, yaskilu mashon l'stakel. Ayn b'zev targam unkelos targam yanisim. Ustaklis is mibachutz, la rosa darbi shalafana. Lu chachmu v'lo yaskilu ayvin v'acharisan. In other words, they would reach the tachlis v'amak adabar. They would see through the yaskilu from ustaklis is bonus mibachutz. What's going on over here? Shnaim yanisu revava. And that's because Hashem is gira. Hashem closed off their koch, he removed the ashkacha, and therefore two are running after 10,000. And if they would be chachamim, they'd be able to make them davar mitoch davar. That God sold them. And Hashem was mafkir them, they were sold to others. Sura Mecharam. They didn't have the Chachma, they didn't have the Seichel, and therefore they're not going to see the depths of the matter. They're not going to see that Shnayim and Isur Revava, because Hashem is Giram. They're not going to see that Echad Yirdof Elef, because Sura Mecharam. Now we can understand Lule Kasoy of Penyan Rukut Sir Yakut Sarayim Penyomi Adena Ram Veloshan Paul calls us. So it says two things. It says Penyan Akut Sarayma and Penyomi Adena Ram. So Yanakut Sarayma means their adversaries are going to distort it. And Penyomi Adena Ram is also a distortion. They say their hand, they're the ones who won. Beat us. What's this double lashon? Based on what we said, we can explain as follows. This penyan akut sarema is like Rashi. They're going to be tole gedula benachri. In other words, b'koch sarem kaviyachol neged koch Hashem. Shemayachshav kaviyachol gadol kochem gadol yoser. So when it says penyan akut sarema, that's giving the koch to their sar against the koch of Hashem. And we don't have koach. And therefore, shnayim yanisu revava. We're going to say, Adenu ram v'lo Hashem Paul calls us. Corresponding to Hashem is giram. Hashem is bala kochos kulam, and he was mevatel kocham shel Yisrael. They're going to say, no, it's us. There's no bitul koach. There's this garbage in all Yisrael. Yadenu Rama, it's us, it's our power. And it's Vayta Vu Chachmu. But this shows that the Gentiles are wrong. Because even the Shitasim, there's no room for Anhaga of Yirdof Echad Elef Shnayim and Isur Revava. And Lo Kitzuramach Ram Hashem is Giram. This wouldn't be happening unless Hashem gave us away. So they're going to contribute it to themselves. Penyan Akut Saremo, they're going to say that it was their Yanakru Hadavar Litlos Gvurasi Vinachri. They're going to attribute their might to an alien. They're going to say that it was Mikoach, their Sar. And the greatness doesn't belong to this Sar. They're going to say that it was their ministering angels, but it wasn't. It was only because Kitzuram Acharam. And Shnayim Yanisu Revava is because Hashem is Giram. Because Hashem closed off the path, of they closed off the Koach of the Jewish people, and gave them over to the Goyim. They're going to be making a bad mistake. That's the double lashon of Penyan Akut Saremo, Penyomi Adenu Rama. It's two inyanim of Echad Yirdof Elef, Ushnaim Revava, Echad Yirdof Echad Elef, Ushnaim Yanisa Revava. Echad Yirdof Elef is that their Sar is going to overcome us, and therefore Sari Akum, and therefore one's going to run after a thousand. And even when we come upon them, two of them are going to put 10,000 to flight. They're going to make us run away. Lanus means to run away. So even if we're coming on them, still going to have to run away. Why? Because Kitzura Macharim, and therefore Yirdof Echad Elef. Hashem is Giram, and therefore Shnayim. And Isa Revava, it's all from Hashem, and they're making a mistake when they say that these two inyanim are because of them. And Yanakut Saremo, they're going to distort. They're going to say it's a Nachri, it's going to say it's their Sar. They're going to say Yadenu Rama, and it's their Sar, and therefore Echad, one's going to beat a thousand. And they're going to say that it's their Koach, and therefore Yadenu Rama, our hand over power. They're lacking. They don't understand. They're goy over etzes vein ben tvuna. Etzah comes from the outside. So they should have looked from the outside and seen, look, if shnayim is yanisu revava, it must be this. They're an oved etzes, but they should have an etzah and see that this is unnatural. It's not them. It's because Hashem is gira. And mitzada tvuna, ein bem tvuna, they should have understood that it's because of the bitul hashgacha, the sari akum overpowered the Jews. Therefore, echad yirdof elef. If they would have chachma, they would understand this, they would understand their end. In other words, they would see the matter with chachma and they would have proper stakless. So they would understand. The Goyim would understand that, first of all, Yaskilu, they'd be mistakel, and they'd be able to see that if two are making 10,000 run away, it must be because Hashem removed his Ashkacha. And if one made 1,000 run away, they should be made from Dover Mitoch Dover. This is from Hashem. But they didn't have that. They weren't able to see that. They weren't Maven Dover Mitoch Dover. That Echad Yirdof Aleph is because Hashem was mafkir them and gave them over. Kitzuram Acharam. They weren't able to be maskil, they weren't able to see amitus v'omek hadvarim. And again, that's the double lashon, v'ninakut sareimah. Yitlo agadula v'nachri b'koach sareim against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's one mistake they're going to make, and they're going to say, adenu paul kol eila, that they're going to, paul kol tells us that it was them, and therefore two ran after 10,000. They were unable to see their own eyes that the two running after the 10,000 is because Hashem is Giram, and the one running after 1,000 is because Kitzuram Acharam, and Hashem removes the Sashkacha and he gave them over to the Sarim. But they don't see that, they attribute it to themselves. So that Siyata Dishmaya is the Mahalach in these Psukim. And it's Hashem, we will hopefully revisit them. Very important to stickle on the Parad Yitzchak about this, which maybe we'll talk about. We've already spoken in the past, I believe. Hopefully we'll speak about it again in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.